Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Moscow, Russia. Russia says that it will protect Israel if the Jewish state is attacked by Iran. That's an unbelievable headline, according to the Bible. David Dolan will come to this broadcast table with more details on this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
And a quite interesting statement coming from a Russian official. If Iran should attack Israel, that Russia would stand with Israel. According to the scriptures, I don't think that's the case, but is that a viable possibility that Russia would stand to protect Israel, the Jewish state of Israel, against an attack from Iran? Is it real?
Well, I would be more confident that that was a true sentiment if they were doing anything to curb Iran's power inside of Syria that they basically now control, but they're not. They're allowing these Iranian bases to be constructed. There's several of them. Israel hit, of course, a number of them and did a lot of damage, but they're allowing that. You said a number of Iranian Revolutionary Guards, but Jimmy, it's tens of thousands, and we're hearing in one report that it may be up to 200,000 Iranian soldiers are already operating in Syria. So the proof on the ground doesn't show much Russian sympathy for Israel. They know that Iran has vowed to destroy the Jewish state, to wipe out Tel Aviv and wipe out Haifa, and we know that they have this surrogate force right on the border, Hezbollah, with 160,000 missiles and rockets. So, but on the other hand, Jimmy, I don't think Putin wants to see Iran attack Israel at this time. He has a delicate situation at home. He's facing elections, as you know, there. He doesn't necessarily want another hot war raging right at this time, and that's, of course, what would happen. And, of course, there's over a million Jews that have come from the former Soviet Union living in Israel. He would be allowing these Iranian forces to slaughter a bunch of native Russian-speaking people. It's going to be a tough choice, but I don't think they're going to encourage any sort of attack. But we know they're going to back Syria, whatever happens. Iran's another question, but we know they're going to back Syria because that's where Russia has air and naval bases on the western coast of Syria. So that's a given.
David Dolan with details behind our hard-to-believe headline. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. I mentioned in the headline that it's almost unbelievable that Russia would come to the aid of Israel if the Jewish state comes under attack by the Iranian Islamic Republic. I make that statement based upon my knowledge of the prophetic passages of God's Word. In Ezekiel chapter 38, verse 2, it mentions Magog, which is modern-day Russia. That passage of prophetic truth indicates that what will really happen is that Russia will lead a coalition of Middle Eastern Islamic states in an effort to destroy the Jewish state of Israel. That's God's word, and it is absolute. Bible prophecy will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...